Amen. 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 Thank you. Be seated. Keep playing. Keep playing. See, trust me, eh? You can actually get better in a very short while. Some of you, one of the things that are discouraging you is you are thinking of the length of time it takes for spiritual growth. No. It's actually about the type of art you are putting there. The type of art. You can get so much better, even in a short time. Yes, the ministry is a long race. But it doesn't have to be endurance for you. Amen. So these teachings, they are to shape you. Trust me. If you have been a Christian, you have been called a Christian for 10 years, 15 years, and today, you don't have people you are teaching, you are growing up. Something has gone wrong. That is what we are correcting here. Something is awfully wrong. Very wrong. Think about it if you have been as serious as this for the past 10 years. So the ripple effect of that problem is what is happening is the starving of states from the gospel. That's the resultant effect. Why it's looking like few churches are trying to do so much right now is because lots of people have neglected this simple responsibility. We have replaced it with something else. They have teach us, our parents, they have teach us other values for life. You are going to school, they don't complain. You are going to church, they talk. The ripple effect of this is that multiplication of unbelievers. So, that is why we deliberately selected this pattern of ministry. So that you don't just come here and you have a nice time, but that you come here and you receive responsibility. That you come here and you receive purpose for life. So you don't leave church and you're still wondering that why are we here on earth? To what intent is all this? Now you leave church and you are fired. You are fired for the gospel. That you are in your place of work. Your boss is shouting at you everything. I just say, there is she. All you are doing to me is not my source of joy. My joy is in the fact that as I am leaving this place, I am rushing to the house of brother this, sister this. I will teach him the gospel again. You will... Let me tell you the truth. A lot of Christians are just trying not to be atheists. They are trying, struggling. Because outside this purpose, life does not... A day will come, you will ask about what is the sense in life. You will ask it. You will ask it. Why? Like, if you are not engaged in this, a day will come, you ask yourself that question. What is the sense in all this life, self? Even... People who enjoy themselves to the maximum, they still get to a high. They still ask themselves, what is the sense in this enjoyment? Because everything does not last. All transcends. So, now she is saying that this is our God. What we see in our God now, that's the same person we are. Love to see the generation of people that will live for others. That will live to see others better. That will live, they will work to give. Not work to pile up. Like once you are getting to 30, 32, 33, they start asking you, which type of job are you doing that you don't have a car? Then they start asking, after that, okay, when are you building your house? When are you getting married? That is already 30. That is long. For 23. You are asking ladies, 23. Yeah, they cannot speak in tongues. 23. You are asking her to go and get married. There are some of you here. It's, in all honesty, if you come to me that I'm receiving something, I'll say, tell whoever is sending what you are receiving to you that the person does not know what. I mean, the spirit. That God, that to be candid, there are some of you that God cannot be looking at you right now and say, the next thing is going to get married. I'm not joking. So all those dreams are just platonic and bubbling of your experience is now reflecting your dreams. Praise God. Don't get me wrong, okay? I'm simply saying all you see in Christ, God wants you to practice. Say all I see in Christ. I am. Say Christ is a servant. I am a servant. She said something too. She was talking about, say, all ministry are to teach. No, anybody that finds out, tell them they're not serious. Your Jesus came to the earth. Didn't he do miracles? Didn't he prophesy? But what was he called? A teacher. So once Jesus can teach, who are you not to teach? What is your anointing? Say, my anointing is to be saying, thus says the Lord. My anointing is to be saying, going on mountains, to be prophesying on people's business. God bless people. That's not the intention of prophecy. Praise God. So he said, this is our God. This is who we are. This is who I am. Say, this is who I am. Nothing, we are not going to move forward, okay? Until we pick it as a purpose for life. Until we pick Christianity as a purpose for life. Praise God. Bow down your heads again. Pray over that. Pray on that. Let's pray on that. My heart is simple. 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 I grow up, I become better. Next year, this time next year, it will be said of me, he is better. This time, next 2 years, it will not be the same story again. This circle of backsliding, of always going back and coming back, going back in circles, it has come to an end fully. It has come to an end fully. Just pray. Pray. It has come to an end fully. It has come to an end fully. That circle, that circle, it's always cycling. It has come to an end fully. Amen, amen. Proverbs chapter 9. Thank you. Okay, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. So I said, the wisdom of the Spirit is your appreciation of Christianity. It's value and application into your life. That's the wisdom of the Spirit. That's the appreciation of Christianity. It's value and its application. Some people, they don't want Christianity to touch some areas of their life. Say, that is my professional life. In that place, we lie, we pull people down, we do anything. No, the wisdom of the Spirit is your appreciation of Christianity, its value, and its application. So, Proverbs chapter 9, please do your best this time. Be fast. People have a long day after service. So, please be fast. We fast than the money to, but not running ahead of you. Proverbs chapter 9, you there? From verse 1. Wisdom hath builded a house. What is wisdom again? So that is how you should think as you are reading this. So don't see wisdom as carnal wisdom. Don't see Solomon here. Okay?
It's not Solomon. It's not wisdom to be tricky, to be cunning. That's not what he's saying. Wisdom is your appreciation of Christianity, of Christology. Okay, wisdom has gifted her house. She had hewed down her seven pillars. She had killed her beast. She had mingled her wine. She had also furnished her table. She had sent forth her maidens. She cried upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in. Can you see that? That means wisdom prepared everything. Everything was done. He was only saying, come and partake. Everything was done. When you are not there, he's only saying, come and partake. Okay? For him that wanted understanding, she said to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of my wine, which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live. See that? Forsake the foolish and live. Forsake the man that does not appreciate Christianity and live. Forsake the man that does not value what you are doing and live. And go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. And he that rebuke a wicked gets himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Reprove a wise man and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, he will increase in learning. Verse 10, you want to go? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of who? Say the holy. Is understanding. Who is the holy? Christ. The knowledge of Christ is understanding. That's wisdom. The knowledge of Christ. The holy. Definite article. Don't forget, prophecies are touching Christ's sufferings and his glory. So the knowledge of the holy. Say the holy. So that's Jesus. Again, don't forget, that verse 6, verse 7. Very key. Forsake the foolish and live. You see verse 4. Whoso is simple, let him turn in. Simple-minded. So, as we pray Ephesians 1 prayers, our value system is what we are demanding changes. Our value system is what we are demanding changes. Anything that is feeding you with junks that devalues your Christianity, flee from them. There are some programs on TV that you should flee from. You don't need. Even Queen Kardashian has now become a mommy geo. So why should you see after her old... Sorry, to Queen Kardashian. Sorry. Why are you... Huh? What? Sorry. I thought it's Kim. I thought it's Queen. Yeah. She has become a geo. And some people are beefing them. Imagine. Go and do your own now. I mean, sorry. I said geo. As mommy geo, Jared. Yes. Let's go, mommy geo. And I see you are still feeding on our old junks. Praise God. That's serious. God will save a man with whichever way. Eh? Since we that we are saying we know what, we are not listening. We don't have the passion. Those who don't know what, they will do it. Abi, at the end of the day, the work is done. Selah. I'm not joking. Selah. You that you see believers, fully of the world, fully of the Holy Ghost, just go and cage himself somewhere in Saudi Arabia. Next 10 years, all you have see, the man with 3 kids, big belly now, nothing. Say, ah, how is the word now? Yeah, the word is here. The word is not near, the word is there. It's okay that once believers will just hear, drop. Their brain will just switch, pa! How much? Once the digit exit, how many digits? 5. Your default thinking is, how should I plan this pastor that he will not be able to? How should I say it? How should I? Don't worry. You should know, you don't have to corner me. Just say it. I'm cornered already. Amen. Just try and get what I'm saying. I'm simply saying, if Christians, those who know better, those who know, if they are not doing their work, if we are busy fighting over Facebook, we are just busy, then God will use who we will use. I love you. If you know me before, I try to say something. I said, God is a man that will take a basket to the stream to fetch water so as to disgrace the bucket. You get that? There's a bucket, there's a basket. The bucket is sprouting. When God is going to the stream, he will not carry the bucket. He will carry a basket. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will carry the basket to the stream. He's a bad man. He's a this. He's a homosexual. Now, he will carry that basket to the stream to fetch water. So the basket, the bucket will not be saying, this is my work now. Save you a day. Hallelujah. So that's our God. So he qualifies people. You don't even look for your qualification. No, that's the point. He qualifies men himself. Glory to God. So, so that's just get rather than beating those who are get going. If we have been serious from the days of from the apostolic days from the 90s, we should not be having this massive multiplication of Islam and everything. We are not doing our work. We are concerned about big buildings, cathedrals, everything. That's what we are concerned about. I'm not saying BBDs are bad. Don't get that. We are concerned. See what I'm saying? We are concerned. Maybe after we have gotten a man built a 100,000 capacity hotel. Awesome. Fine. No problem. Everybody go and face your work. But immediately, the response of some people is that, yes, me too. I will build what? I'll build 150. What is that? Are you with me? I mean, that's what is now wrong. Okay? You are now... The man is not trying to compete with you. He just built the things. So he can... accommodate his members, and you are now you that you have 50 members. You are now raising. So no, that's a exaggeration. Okay, so we are praying that our value system changes from the value system of the natural man to that of the spiritual man. From the value system of the natural man to that of the spiritual man. See what some of you do. You close from work by 8. You see, come to church. The natural man will not see sense in that. The natural man will see sense in staying with African magic. Watch. You see, watch that thing. You can't go to heaven. I'm not sure. I'm not joking. God, you will see. It will stand against you. It's a joke. But, you know, it's especially Telemundo. All those that are serious. Now sit down before TV. So that was easy. The one that the Z word. It will just turn your head to that of a chicken. I'm not joking. Even our Igbo films have more storyline. Just some useless storyline. And somebody and his father, they are trying to marry the same girl. And you're saying, hey, what will happen now? Hey. You are Shemaya, you are trying to marry the same girl. Just very, our local films, we see have more better storyline. They will speak another language. I'm interviewing to you. So. Nonsense. I said it. What they are starting to lose. It's nonsense. Yeah. I've seen somebody said. Somebody said any man that watches Z was he deserves to be having monthly period, and it's true. Because a man ought to be good. I'm sorry. A man ought to be on the street looking for a soul or looking for money. Anyone of these two is good. Now you have to blame Buhari, blame this, blame that, blame me. It's not good though. It's not good. Repent if you see, do it. Repent. It will not kill. Just stop it. It will not kill you. That's your pastor. Stop it. Read your Bible. You have not grown up spiritually. When you finish growing, you can go back and watch. But by then, you'll be in which state? You'll be in a state where there's no TV. No offer. Grow up first. Say, grow up first. When I was learning the word, there was some 3 years I didn't watch TV. 3 years. I just passed away. Not because it's bad. For 3 years. Not just everything. I didn't watch TV. Now, I see reflected. Yeah, my car. There you hear radio. No, it's a mistake. Or it's a figure of speech. No, or it's boo-boo.
Maybe you just, as you're in Kaka, just put on the jams. Just be hearing plenty G's, plenty gossip, this, that. And it's like that one that Disha say in the night. At what? Remember at what? At what? Now, this now manufacture one story. Yeah. A lady is... Can you advise? And useless men will call the radio by 2:30. 2:30. In the night. Say yes. My advice for the lady is 2:30. Fiction. Most of the story is fiction. Let me get advice again. My advice is, lady, is that is this that. Wait, change yourself, eh? Once the normal thing with those others, once it's just emotional, it's sexual, it tickles them. They want to hear more. Change your mindset from that. Me, as I just pass away. Rubbish. I don't take some people from that to extracted inside to. What are you looking for? Some of you, if you come to me that you want to go to, do you want to grow? Give me your phone. Drop it. You will grow. As you drop the phone, bam! Your spiritual growth just boom. Then you just stop. I'm not joking. You will grow. Drop it. You have Twitter, BBM, you use that one again. To go, you just use that one. Instagram. Oh, is it not enough? Snapchat, that black like this, and still we now snap, now be fine. Sorry, it's fine radio, you will not be fear. And you don't know that these apps, they won't stop. Isn't that their own purpose for living? And you leave your own purpose. You start pursuing somebody else's purpose. And I said, no, I want to buy a 6 gig RAM phone so that you can have how many applications? Hallelujah. I'm not joking. See, I can teach you all the world today. If you will go home right now and you see the telemetry, everything is waste of time. I am not joking. So I have to teach you so that my work will not be burning. Praise God. So, wisdom of the flesh versus wisdom of the flesh. Yes, I'm saying what we are teaching you is your value system will change from the wisdom of the flesh to the wisdom of the spirit. You will see Christ as the intention of things, not things. Again, I've said that before. You will see Christ as the intention of things. You're planning to get married to a lady. You're in courtship. You will start anticipating better days in life and ministry. Some ridiculous men, the high point, I don't know if I said that, I offend some people anyway, the high point of the courtship, the high point is the day the lady will now tell her all his past, all the people that has crossed her head, their name, their date of birth, their place. That is the high point. Say, okay, why? Say, every time, so why are we going to discuss that matter? You will not discuss, okay, how are we going to plan our life for God? Don't think on what I just said. I only said it. I'm just saying, let your value system change. I did. They will not talk about their own. See, don't use your good past to oppress others. Write it down. I must not use my good past to oppress others. I must not use my good past to oppress others. If I said you should go after awful past, no, God forbid. But don't use it to oppress others. The man in the flesh, that is the high point. John 17, verse 3. See, I'm a spiritual man. I think differently. Think differently. Everything is not as
That's why I say renew your mind. You have been used to all this, so it's time to renew your mind. That's why you don't come to church once in a week. You renew your mind. Okay, you're in John 17, verse 3 now, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus, whom thou hast sent. Amen, amen. So eternal life is to know God. Matthew 11:27. Eternal life is to know God. To have eternal life is to know God. Knowing God and being born again, they are together. We can't say you are born again and you don't know God and you have no clue. Something is wrong. Matthew 11:27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Him to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So for the Son to reveal the Father is for the man to be saved. Please don't write down these details. For the Son to reveal the Father is for that man to be saved. That's salvation. So for this, when he's saying to whomsoever the Son will reveal him to, he's talking to about those who will receive the Son, those who are saved. Because next verse now says, look at your Bible, don't look at me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. So that's rest in verse 28. And for the Son to reveal him in 27, they are the same thing. They are the same thing. To receive rest is to be born again. Is to be born again. The knowledge of Christ gives man rest. To receive rest is to be born again. The knowledge of Christ gives man rest. Salvation is rest. Salvation is rest. Say, I'm at rest. Say, I'm at rest. Say, I'm no longer battered and bruised. I am at rest. Some people, they're always complaining, always contemplating, complaining, everything. Be at rest. Let your mind rest. Salvation is rest. Rest from the struggles to know God. Rest, rest, rest. Salvation is rest. John chapter 3, verse 3. John 3, verse 3. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Please see this. I don't think I've explained this like this before. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. To see the kingdom of God. So to see the kingdom of God, that talks about revelation. To see the kingdom of God is to know God. So verse 3 was emphatic on the revelation of Christ, while verse 5 is emphatic on the new creation. Write as much as you can write down. Follow the thought pattern. So I said verse 3 and verse 5. They are actually the same. See verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that is the Spirit. He cannot enter. So to enter the kingdom of God is to be saved. That is the indwelling of the Spirit. But to see the kingdom of God is more about the revelation of God, to see, to know him. They are the same events and they are one and the same. Don't get me wrong. They are the same events. Follow. Just don't trip off, okay? Because I'm fast, don't trip off. Just follow. So they are the same events. Are you with me? Say to see the kingdom of God and to enter talks about the same events. So, but to see now explains a part of that event. To see talks about the revelation part, and to enter talks about what? To be the indwelling of the Spirit, to the real new creation. Thank you. Same thing. And he now continues. See, I'm licensed to know God. That's a man that is saved. That means a man that has entered the kingdom of God in verse 5 is already licensed to see the kingdom of God in verse 3. It's the same thing. To see the kingdom, to enter the kingdom. Don't say I'm born again and you don't have clue to the kingdom you are in. You cannot explain Christianity. You cannot explain your redemption. You cannot explain the things of the Spirit. Something is awful. You're already licensed. Say, I know God. Yeah, that one said, this is eternal life, that they know you, God. So that you know God, you know God. You can't explain God. John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his Son, begotten Son, only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17 said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So he gave us his Son, not just for salvation, but also for revelation. Because 16 also talks about our salvation. 17 talks about a revelation of God. Say, God does not condemn the world. That's revelation. 17 talks about revelation. 16 talks about salvation. 17 talks about revelation. 16 talks about salvation, which is also one and the same. In getting saved is also knowing God. Getting saved is also knowing God. Don't separate them. So what you are doing right now, coming to church, listening to God's word, is the attribute of a saved man. This is what saved men do. Saved men learn of God. That is in Hebrews chapter 8. They shall not teach every man his bribe by his neighbor, say, no God, for all shall know me from the least of the greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. John 7:37. So, when we are talking about a man to be born of the Spirit, don't forget, this is actually post-redemption. To be born of the Spirit, to receive the Holy Ghost, is post-redemption. In the last day, that great day of the feast, John 7:37, the one I quoted earlier is Hebrews 8:11-12. You can write that down. Okay, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man, now I'm reading John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of the living water. 39. But this speaking of the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Spirit will be given upon the glorification of Jesus. John 16:7. Look at your Bible. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. See the things that will happen when he goes. That I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. 13, if you are there, let's read one to go. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, he will show you things to come. You can see that the Spirit is not only coming for salvation, it's not only coming for you to have eternal life, he's coming for you to have revelation, for you to know God, for you not to be clueless in matters as touching God. For revelation. Say, same Spirit that endures me for salvation reveals God to me. That's what I'm simply saying. He shall glorify me. You can see that's verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and he shall show it unto you. And all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Spirit of God in us is why we know God. That is man stepping up into divine class, into God's class. God's class, first class, into God's class. That is man stepping up into God's class. The Spirit of God in us is why we know God. That is why we know God. 2 Corinthians 3:14. The Spirit of God in us is why we know God. Hope you are writing something. Check your neighbor if he's writing. If he's not writing, we sell book here. It's not free of charge. We sell. We collect the money from you. We sell. You write. Amen. Awesome. So I said, Second Corinthians 3, that should be verse 14. Okay. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading. Where it's read of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. For even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. 16:17. One to go. Let's read. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to see. Liberty to see. Write this down. Salvation is the taking away of the veil. Salvation is the taking away of the veil. It's an error for a saved man not to know God, not to be able to explain God. Salvation is the taking away of the veil. It's the taking away. That is why what we are doing right now as a divine assembly is not just to go get to a place, get them saved, and then lead them there for them to rotten away in ignorance. As we are getting to a new territory, we get them saved, we put Odus there, stay there, and teach them. Praise God. Yeah. Plenty of people have done crusades, run villages, run towns. Yes, they did something. But progress, continuity, stability of saints will have to do with what now happens upon salvation. You see what is happening in Acts chapter 3:2-3. They're daily in the temple and everywhere they cease, they continue steadfastly in the what? Apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread and prayers. That means something continues upon salvation, or something starts upon salvation. That is why it's good for you not to just be saved on the radio. If you are saved on the radio program, so, you know, you will grow up where? On the radio. So that's Romans 10, how shall they hear without a preacher? The preacher knows that I must not just get here, get them saved, and vamoose. No, he knows the full counsel of God. Matthew 28, teaching all nations, discipling them. Are you with me, brethren? Matthew 13. So, although God, try and write this down, although God has been stepping down since Genesis in the knowledge of the suffering of Christ, although God has been stepping down from Genesis in the knowledge of the sufferings of Christ, in the resurrection we saw man step up. Although God has been stepping down in the knowledge of the suffering of Christ, but now in the resurrection we saw man stepping up. Thank you. Remember what I said earlier, that the two must happen. Man must step up, God must step down. So, see, Matthew 13:13. Therefore, speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear, neither do they understand, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Come in. The prophecy of Isaiah. Please look at this. Which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, but you shall not perceive. Next verse. For these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their ears have they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Heal death talks about save, salvation. That is spiritual death. Spiritual death. But in 16, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your eyes, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Well, all this was eventually fulfilled in the resurrection. Verse 16 and 17 was fulfilled to the disciples in the resurrection of Christ. Because even right now in that place, they are still asking some very dull questions. 1 Corinthians 2 now, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. So we see man stepping up to God's class. Stepping up to know God, to God's class. 1 Corinthians 2, 6. Albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, but not of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained when? Before the world, unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world understand. Known, for if they are known, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let's read in verse 9. For as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But what? God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the words. Please, anytime I'm reading scripture, I must not open my eyes and I'm seeing you looking at me or looking elsewhere. Look at your Bible. That is why I'm in church, to train you, to teach you. Look at your Bible. Thank you. Verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14 to 16. Let's read. Yes. Natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Yes. He that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So let me ask this question. Is it now therefore automatic that every believer will know God? Now, open that question. We can answer both yes and no and defend it. Rakim, have you take that volume back to that? I'm asking you a question. I said, is it automatic, therefore, that every believer will know God? Feel free. Come on. Feel free. Let me show you something again. Go back to Matthew 13. We should just read. Verse 14. 13, 14 again. Let's now read that place slowly. Are you there? Want to go? And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not what? And seeing you shall see and shall not. Oh, why? No. Why? What's the reason? Spiritual death. Right? So those guys, because they have the spiritual death, what is the meaning of spiritual death? They don't have the Holy Ghost, right? Are you with me? That's the meaning of spiritual death in that place. They don't have the Holy Ghost. So they are seeing, but they cannot what? Understand. But what do you think is the issue with many today? They are not trying to see. Hello? The issue with many saved men today is that they are not interested in seeing and hearing. You get me? Like, for instance, how long do you think a normal Bible study should last? If you say you want to study Bible. So, anyway, I'm saying the men of old, those guys, they were trying to see, but they could not see. Why? Because they don't have the spirit. But the issue with men today is they have the spirit, but they are not what? They are not trying to see. Please, did you understand me, sir? Okay, see Ephesians 2, for instance. Ephesians 3. Now, for instance, if this short sermon, very short, if it's boring, hope you know it's because of where you have been. Where you have been, you are used to jingle, used to dancing for 1 hour, or you are used to nothing. No, that one is worse. And such people, they say they are going to Canada, or not Canada. They can kill on the line like this from 7 a.m. to 3:30. And they will not complain. No, if they complain, they camera is looking at you. They will bounce you immediately. Say this one that cannot even wait anything. Denied. Stand there. Go and see them in Lekki. Oh, sorry, they don't have in this place. Standing, visa. I must be at the best of my character. But church, I didn't say stand up and write. I'm sitting down. Although the AC is blowing hot, you are. Hallelujah. See, I must be interested in seeing and hearing. That is still the will of man. Involved. That's the point. You must be interested. See Ephesians 3. Thank you. Help me. Ephesians 3 from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made not unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Verse 4. Want to go? Yeah. Whereby when you what? When you, come on, when you. You may understand my knowledge in the mystery. So what must man do? He must read. That's not anagnosko. When you read, right? When you read. Reading, is it a work of the Spirit? Is it the Spirit that will make you read? No, you must read. You must be interested in hearing and seeing. See, I must be interested. Just like the things of the Spirit, the gift of healing, etc. All you need is so much repetition of the same thing. Hope you know there are not too many healing scriptures in the epistle. But that's small. Even if it's the four gospels that you know. All you need to do is to repeat it every day. Every day. Keep seeing it. Keep, like Pastor Sigrid said, and keep what? Keep saying it. Don't stop. Yeah, keep talking now. Yeah, keep saying for the city of Ephesus. So mighty great. Woo! Yes, keep talking. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, no weapon. Oh, he's an awesome man, right? Okay, so 2 Corinthians 3:16, back there. So you must be interested in seeing. Sorry, that Ephesians 3:5, which is in other ages, was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto us, unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. So, what now happened is that some men who has been saved, they have looked into that scripture and they wrote out the wisdom for you. So, please write this down. The epistles, therefore, are the wisdom of the holy scriptures. The epistles, they are the wisdom of the Holy Scripture. Because some of the first saved men, chosen by Jesus himself, they sat down, they by the same Spirit, they now wrote out the explanation, the interpretation of that Holy Scriptures. That is of that Genesis to Malachi. So the epistles are the wisdom. They are the wisdom of the Holy Scriptures. They are the wisdom of Genesis to Malachi. That means that is how you apply Genesis to Malachi in Christology. That is how you apply it in Christ. That is how you see it. You don't see it, and just like you will read Psalms. Psalms will say, "I and the children whom God are what given me." So when peace has a new baby, I'm a children which God has given me. Children are the children are the gift, everything of God, and the fruit of the womb is wrought as arrows in the quiver of the mighty. So are the children in the so happy is the man that is filled with them. Abi, when you get to the book of Hebrews, that's how we just say, I and the children which God has given. Full stop. Bah! For as much as it, so he just took that, edited it, cut it. See, he's not talking about your biblical children. He's talking about Christ and the church. Are you with me? I and the children which God has given me. Same thing you see in John 6. See, whosoever come to me, I will no wise cast out. See, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. Now saying, Hebrews now say, I and the children which God has given me. So that is a Christology interpretation of the Old Testament. Are you with me? So that is how to see it. That's the wisdom of the Spirit. If you read the Old Testament, you will think that God, that Solomon is there for you to have 1,000 wives or for you to have plenty of money. Solomon is there so that you don't be like him. Go and read Matthew 6 now. His story is there. The wisdom of his story is that, see, this man is foolish. Don't be like him. Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like a flower. He took millions of dollars. He said, a flower is better than you. Well, those are things he pursued at the expense of God. Say, shy. So you can stay in the Old Testament and you say, you're just going, you're doing story. Say, plenty story. Say, no. So the epistle will just give you this is what you must focus on in that story. There are some stories that are not repeated. There is no wisdom in David and Goliath. Let's leave that. There is no wisdom to nothing to get from it. Okay, what do you want to get from it? Tell me.
Five stones.
Five stones. Jesus. So are they speaking English then?
Coming to the J.
J. So E is D there, right? S, you are someone who S. You will believe that in until one day you now remember that Jesus in the Hebrew is what? Yeshua. Which, how many words? Six. How many letters? Six. So all your revelation crashed. So the epistles are the wisdom of the Old Testament. They are the wisdom. They are your focus. Lots of stories. They are not there for you to just say, Esther, wow. Esther, Queen Esther, wow. Let's not go to Esther. Esther, wow. Sorry, let's leave. Oh God. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. You're going through ranting. So that's how we are praying Ephesians 1 prayer. So that when you are reading it, you will not be seeing Solomon, you will not be seeing wise romance. She song of Solomon, you say, wow. Somebody was fighting me on Facebook for that. Remember? That's I was saying song of Solomon is not for you to toast again. Say, what else is it for? You know then, the guy fought me. Say no, this thing is very descriptive. You have not read reading nobles. You see description. Now it's nothing. Praise God. Say there's an intention behind that documentation. Pastor Joe has said that over and over. There's an intention. There's a reason it's written. So the epistle will not make you to focus on why it is written. Just like the book of Solomon. Sorry, the book of Proverbs. Before you just read wisdom, say, wisdom is a principal thing. A motivational speaker, I want to start his motivation. First, start with, guys, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. You will now close the Bible. You will now open Zig Ziglar. So here's the wisdom. Lorinla. Me, that means big head. Wisdom is there. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Christ has been made unto us wisdom. Not your wisdom. It's not talking about business principle. Amen. Amen. Say the wisdom of the Spirit. So this is why we are praying. Some people, you will be showing them, say, this is Jesus. Jesus is not here. You show them, Jesus is not here. He's not here. You will not be seeing battles, this going up and down Canaan till now. It's because the nation of Israel, they all need to pray Ephesians 1. They know that there's nothing special about them. Nothing. No, you see, believe that their God see had a special covenant. Special, it's because you don't read Galatians. We don't read it well. Just a special covenant with the Jews. Out of Italy, lined up 8 million of them, killed them. So where is the covenant? The covenant is in Christ. They were all a vehicle to communicate Christ. Praise God. Say the wisdom of the Spirit. Thank you. So I am saying 2 Corinthians. So when you are born again, you ought to know better. So that you don't know better is it's not fair. It's not fair to me, to God. God's right now, God's heart is broken that you don't know that the Bible, everything is about Christ. His heart is broken. Amen. And God is having, So nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into what? So what is your job in verse 18? Beholding. Say beholding. Yeah, you must keep beholding. Then you'll be shamed. The same way right now, as you see in the scripture that, okay, Christ is humble, is a servant, you allow the same thing to reflect in your conduct, in your character, in your service, in the way you treat people. He was meek, he was lowly, he was not born into a family of royalty, he was born to a family of a common man. You allow that to shape your thoughts, that you are not high-minded, although you have things. Nothing is bad in having things, but you don't allow the things to control you. You don't allow the things to not determine the type of friends you keep. You don't allow that to determine your appreciation of saints in Christian service. Are you with me? So when the veil, we all with open face behold as in the glass the glory of the Lord are changed. We behold him in the epistles, in the scripture, into the image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Say we get better as we behold. So this is why we devote quality time to read this scripture. I will not give you what you like. I will give you what God told me to give you. So I can't. Most of us, we have to. The first day I sat in, that should be WCC 2013 or so, that we passed. I sat and passed 2012. That first thing to the 8-hour stretch sermon. Say, hey, Lele, what's this? What? Wait till you get used to it. The pastor Jeremy took. No, I think it was the first pastor Jeremy. First 4-hour stretch. That I'm used to tip of the iceberg sermon. No tip. Or, no, some sermons can be long, but it will be interesting. My CSC sermons. Then they give you stories. Read one Bible. Give you stories. Talk about it. You have forgotten. 3 hours has gone. Celestia, when do you close? 4:30. From morning. Once that guy is playing, you forget everything. Forget the time. Yeah. So, but here, you devote time to reading, to studying. You start to change your value system in favor of that. Okay. So, believers are already set up to know God. Believers are already set up to know God. That means believers, they are like a formatted disk ready to be programmed, something like that. Like a plain sheet, ready. Let me say, as you are born again, it's not that all this knowledge just enters your head, but you are just ready to be programmed. That is why we are not. We don't take false doctrine lightly, because believers are born receptive. They will receive it. That's the sad part. They will receive it because they are born humble.
They are born receptive. So if you allow false doctrine, so rubbish will now program that clean mind.
If you are here and they are just like a GO, imagine your GO saying, I don't pray for more than 15 minutes at a stretch. I've never. That for the rest of the time, that he only thinks, your GO. Please, if your GO prays only 15 minutes, how long should you pray?
15 minutes. Now, the issue is not, remember the difference between unbelief and false doctrine. That is still okay, but why do you say it? If you are praying with prayer, keep your problem to yourself. Okay, man, open TV. I don't pray for more than 15 minutes. I only think for the rest of the time.
Say, so if you elevate, you must, for you to elevate, you must meditate. Then you gravitate to your to your estate or something. You press, no. Calculate. So, that's why we don't take false doctrine nicely. We fight it too. Somebody told me something yesterday. Say, I can see now that you are mature. You don't talk on Facebook like you talk again. You now hug everybody. Somebody wants to ask, I don't know if my grown to say this. It's like me and this first picture that we are now friends now. I was looking at me. I said, I'm only busy. That's the issue. I'm busy. False doctrine is always a no-no. We'll get to it now before we close. So as we pray in the Holy Ghost, we also immunize ourselves and our disciples from false teachings. We immunize ourselves and our disciples from false teaching. So we don't rely on self to know God. We rely on God to know God. That's why we pray. We rely on God to know God. We don't rely on self to know God. We immunize ourselves and our disciples from false teachings. We rely on God to know God. We don't rely on self to know God. So Pauline prayers brings focus. If you are focusing on self, it brings doubts. But those Pauline prayers, it will bring focus. So clearly, when she was saying, thank God I mentioned it. So when she was saying, right now, what I will do right now is I want to give you prayer points. I will explain. So when Agi was saying the other time that, when Ephesians 1 is written like, God should give you the spirit of wisdom. Yes, you should understand what he's trying to say. Just like same thing when you read Isaiah chapter 11, when he's saying, and the seven spirit of the Lord which shall be upon Jesus, right? The spirit of what? Wisdom, spirit of counsel, shall be your quick understanding, shall be in the fear of the Lord. And what else? Plenty. Just mention seven. And a believer now asked me, he said, can I pray for the seven spirit of God? I said, I said, which one? He said, the Isaiah 11. I said, so you have one now. Huh? Is it not enough? He said, no. I said, what of that seven? That's where you know somebody that is dull, okay? So it's not talking about seven Holy Ghosts. It's talking about, so when you are saying the spirit of counsel, the issue there is counsel. The spirit of quick understanding, the issue there is what? Quick understanding. It's not saying, when it's a spirit called counsel, it's a spirit called, the spirit called this, no. So it's not that there's a spirit somewhere called the spirit of wisdom, no. Rather, that you should receive the wisdom of the spirit. Are you with me? Which is against that of the flesh. So wisdom of the spirit means the intelligence of God. You think like God, we think. You act like God, we act. Wisdom of the spirit. You act like God, we act. Glory to God. So, and this is majorly to us all and to ministers. So when you are leading men in prayers, you must get creative. You must tell them what we are focusing on at each. You can tell them what we are focusing on at each instance. Ephesians 1 prayer is very broad. You can tell them what we are focusing on each instance. You can pray for a lot of things. So I will just go through that right now. I will fast. I'll just mention about 20 of them. I will read scriptures and that will be it. I will be done. So like number one, you can pray about the leaders of the spirit. You can pray about the leading of the spirit, that we are led by the Holy Ghost, that we are not confused in our dealing with people. Then to that, you can first read some scripture like John 8, verse 12. Just do your best to open. I will not really wait for you this time. So John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. That should be Psalm 30, verse 5. What is in Psalm 30, verse 5? That's not how we instruct you and teach you the way that shall go. I will guide you with my eyes. So, like, you can first read that. Then we now pray Ephesians 1, that our eyes are open to the leadings of the Spirit. You can pray that. That, hey, guys, this church, we are led by the Holy Ghost. We are not led by the flesh. Then we now pray Ephesians prayer for our eyes to see that. It's not that you pray that God lead me. No, that is, you are asking unintelligent. Yet, the way you order the tenses must show a man that is saved. Are you with me? Are you with me? That we are sensitive to the leadings of the Spirit. Because by default, God is always leading us. Salvation is also called being led of the Spirit. That's Romans 8, right? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So that's number two. You can talk about life decisions and ministry. You can talk about life decisions and ministry that will be swift to respond to God. That we don't put God's call on hold. On hold. You know, God should call you and you're putting it on hold. Or if some of you will cut the call. So number two, I say you can pray as such in life decisions and ministry that will be swift to respond to God's call, that we don't put God's call on hold. Okay, we'll see Luke 9 for that, 58. Just said, Luke 9, 58. Just said to him, foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said to him, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Tell him that, hey, your burial ceremony is not as important as the kingdom of God. Some of us, because of family pressure, you just want to compromise everything. No. Verse 61, and that said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having laid his hand on the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom. So you can read that. Then we now pray Ephesians 1, that our eyes is open to see the need to respond swiftly to God. That we don't put God's call on hold. That we are not dull in the place of ministry. That we are not slack. We are not slack. We are not slow in our reception of the things spiritual. Number three, you can talk about the fruit of the Spirit as our thing. You can talk about the fruit of the Spirit so that this is what we express. Don't forget, you don't say, God, give us the fruit of the Spirit. No, say, hey, this is our expression. We express the fruit of the Spirit in our dealings with men, in our preaching of the gospel. We use the fruit of the Spirit. Even in the gift of the Spirit, we yet use the fruit of the Spirit. So before you lead us in such prayer, you first go to Galatians 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, 2. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Then you now read Ephesians 1. Then we pray in that line that this is our reality, that we are not the one that desires of vainglory, that we don't provoke one another, that we are meek, we are temperate, we are gentle, we are good, we are, you know, we have long suffering, we have peaceable with all men, joyful people. You know, I hate believers that frowns. Everybody around me, they know that. I hate, once you are frowning, sorry, oh God, I shouldn't say that. I dislike frownness. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry. Whichever. Quotes me well. I mean, it's not good for believers to be frowning. Don't you know that by now? How many times have you fought over that? Maybe today we see fighting one more time. Hey, just frown, just moody. You know, once you're moody, God will say, angel, what do you do to him? Say, I don't know. Say, Jesus, what happened? No, I didn't do it. I said that well. Say, ask the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, are you not in now? I did there. Oh. I said, frowning. No. What happened? Did Jesus forget when he was dying for people? Relax. Don't spoil your day because of what happened in a minute. Don't spoil your whole day. Don't spoil your whole week. Don't spoil your whole family. Don't spoil the fun of the family. Are you with me? Joyful. We can pray about that. He can come one day and I can say, guys, today we want to be praying that God will be smiling. There's nothing there. Frowning is not the fruit of the Spirit. It's not seriousness. It's not. Can be serious without. Are you the second command of the devil? No, you're not. You are saved. Thank you. Number four, we can pray about our faithfulness to the Great Commission. That we are faithful to, that we are faithful to the Great Commission. We can pray about it. Matthew 28. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, our faithfulness to the Great Commission, and teaching all nations. 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Then we now pray Ephesians 1, that our eyes is open to see this responsibility. You can pray about that. Number five, you can... Well done. So number five, you can talk about our freedom from legalism. Our freedom from legalism. Our liberty in Christ. Then we pray that we all see ourselves free. No, it's so ridiculous. Hope you know the word we have fought over, covering of air, covering of, covering. Imagine, you, some people, you will be at that door. As you are just stepping to church, just pick, bring out the tool, just cover the head. So, immediately you step out, what happens? What do you see God like? And they have used us into tormentors, eh? No, even brothers, all of us, we are still somehow influenced. Nobody's there now with a cap. Why? Say angels will what? Cane your head, have you? And some of you, your the type of hairstyle that God gave you, you actually need to use a cap to cover it. Sailor! When you just say, no. Legalism, freedom, Galatians 5. Freedom from it. It was people that actually took trouser extreme. You know, I was an anti-trouser preacher too before. Sorry. Until my GO. Not my GO. The GO of my anti-trouser ministry. The one that usually give us the new... I was talking to a lady just 2 weeks ago or so. And she said, she quoted that Deuteronomy 20, 22 verse 5. But, she was able to quote it. I said, what is in 20 verse 1? You don't know. What is in Deuteronomy 19? You don't know. Anything in 18? You don't know. 17? You don't know. 16? 15? What other one? You don't know. Genesis 1? You know what is there? I think I have an idea. Okay. 2? You don't know. 3? You don't know. You knew Deuteronomy 22. One verse. She said, do you know what she knows? Who's showing again? She now showed the one Isaiah hearing. Even now, I've forgotten again. She quoted it. I said, what is Isaiah 9 verses? You don't know. Isaiah 53? You don't know. 52? No. 40? Come 40. You don't know. 61? You don't know. You know one hearing there. And I said, when the children of Israel left Egypt, do you know that God himself told them to go and collect earrings from the Egyptians? Why didn't you see that? I said, Until one woman one day said, well, God showed her, God showed somebody that showed her, there is not only trust that will take people to hell. That one day Jesus is standing at the door of a church and he sees his and says, hey, you say you're not going to that, but we are wearing a trouser under to your skirt called tight. Say, if... In church! Imagine a jobless Jesus that they are preaching. People are sick in the church. Jesus does not have time to go and heal them. He's busy surveying. What? I'm sorry. That is actually a blasphemy. That's our Jesus. Jobless Jesus without Christ. I'm sorry, that day, that Bible study, I said, but why now? Abba. And when she said the revelation, the pastor was shocked. The pastor froze. I had to bail out the pastor. No, mommy, it can't be that. What type of Jesus will do that? And let's not even go to the details of that, because which one is... God. Hey. Now I have to ask the difference between boxer, bass, that. You have to ask. Let us leave it. Let us leave it for to. So we can pray. And guess what? Some people, they still have that mindset. You still want to pray. You know, I ask some lady, say, okay, so
Anytime you want to pray now, you must put on something. Ah, I must put it on. Say, what if you are in a bedroom and you really need to pray? Say, I put on my shower cap. Is it an antenna that just connects? Like DSTV, just connect straight. Most of your friends, they need freedom from legalism. Freedom. Just so that you can be. The energy you have to spend preaching the gospel, you'll be spent to, am I still saved? Am I still born again? Am I still on track? Am I still, is my name still in the book of life? Is my name in the book of life? If you are truly concerned, if your name is the book of life, will you be soloing or you'll be crying? You'll be crying. Like, let us like, jump on the road, and you are soloing it. That's not a song you sing, and you are soloing, you'll be weeping. If you really believe that your name is not there. See, who is actually using grace as license to sing?
You are the one.
Say freedom from legalism. Galatians chapter 2:16. We can pray about that. Can pray about that. 2:16. Let's read together. Yes. Knowing this, that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 21. I don't frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain. Message by we say, if a living relationship with God can come by rule keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. He died without purpose. If right now trust that hearing attachment will take a man to hell, why did Jesus come? That's the question. Galatians 5, verse 1. 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore. Say, stand fast, therefore. Come on, help me tell anybody. Say, stand fast, therefore. In the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Let's read with one verse, verse 13. 13. 13. 1, 2, go, guys. For brethren, you have been called unto what? Liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, serve one. Is that clear, guys? Simple. It's not about a girl. You now see any fine girl. Say she has my water. Banned by legalism. So we can pray about that. You can pray about that. Some people need to be set free from thinking every fine girl has a spirit of not see some people on their wedding day, they will not be looking like, in the name of, I'm not going to use attachment, use anything. You'll be looking, oh God, I see some wedding pictures, I say, Jesus, why now? Why are you doing the wedding then? You should repent after your honeymoon night. Well, then why are you, is it marrying or wedding? Which one? Wedding. Why? You see the picture, nothing to build. Everything is. And there's no smile. Heavy condemnation over nothing. Hope you know you can be condemned heavily over nothing. Paper tiger will be pushing you. Paper tiger. A tiger in the paper. And you'll be running, sweating, crying, praying, fasting over a what? Paper tiger. Say, I'm grateful for the knowledge of the grace message. Be grateful, okay? Even though if you say some people are preaching, then first be grateful. You'll be, it's yes time. If you imagine, you say, once you just put a part in there, where are you going? Hell. Party, which, where's divine? You just put clipper, ping, 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 hell. Let me say, oh, me. They now say some people, they have sold their soul to the devil. Imagine. So see, guy, that devil is too late now. Christ bought that soul years ago. And they believe it. Right now in the US, some people believe that they are irredeemable. That they are footy sisters. They are footy sisters on their hand. I can ask this in my head today. What will happen? What do you think will happen? Will that change that episode? Will that change? What will change? In fact, everybody, write this on your head. And see if something will suddenly jump into you. It's nothing. I just kind of about with typology. You can see a vision and see yourself in hell. Don't change anything. The lady saw a vision of hell and said that everybody that is driving Jeep, they are going. She now saw the videos of the vision. She bought a Jeep. That's He said, I'm not talking about that type of Jeep. Hallelujah. So we can pray. Some of you, when you go home, so you know where you are going, you have to be very moderate. You can go back to your east. You just remove everything. You just ensure you are very cool. Or else they'll say, hey, so is that your pastor? See you. In fact, before you enter your old church, you must sanctify yourself. Wear glove. Put a jab. Thank you. Number six, Jerry. So like we can pray against that, like we appreciate our liberty. That we use it well. That we are not bound by legalism. Amen, amen. Remember the days of devil, the TV is a devil's work, devil's box. Now the devil has a screen, not a box again. So where is devil? You know, now the thing is very slim. So flat devil. No, so legalism, it's a button. Actually, a church like DLCF, they should have been one of the best church in the world. They are even this year, because they stood with that Bible study. They stood with that discipleship. The only issue is the content of what they are designed for. That's all. When plenty churches, we are fighting materialism. I will still get there. Hope you know, you can see a deeper life church. For years. No, you just see, after 1 year, they just put one extra window. After next year, just they pass out one part of the church. Next year, they will put a half of the, no pressure. But Bible study, you must come. African White Crusade, you must be there. And you got to go. Every disciple, prayer. How do you pray? Then you don't pray in tongues, but You can see the passion. You can see the passion. Your own church. When did you go for evangelism? So the only issue was the content of. Are you with me? So legalism can crash everything you are trying to build. It can. Because sometimes you are building, but it's with. You know, until the son of Babana went and married one fine babe and everything scatter. Don't build. You have to. Yes. We know you want to build, but build with the materials of God. Don't build with your own African, with our own African things. Thank you. Sorry for that. Number six. So you can talk about our passion for service, that our love does not grow cold, that we keep burning for the Lord. Our passion for service. Then we now pray Ephesians 1 prayer in line with that. Simple. Our passion for God. Our passion for service. Our love does not wax cold. That is not just like Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, right? This thing said, the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know that it was, that thou art neither hot nor cold nor hot. I would that thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither could I, could or not, I will spew thee out of my mouth, talking about their works. Because thou art, say, I am rich, and I increase with good, and I have need of nothing. Knowest not thou that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in fire. Now you are doing big church. Yes, big pills now, executive shares, executive everything. Hey, say, counsel you, buy gold of me, tried with fire, that thou mayest be rich and white remain, and thou remains, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness be not appear. And let thy eyes with eyes live, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke. And shall be zealous, therefore, and what? And repent. That's it. Then you now pray Ephesians 1, that we are not carried away. That is Revelation chapter 3 from verse 16. That our passion
passion for service is not thwarted. Number seven, you can talk about honor for spiritual authority. And then we pray officials one prayer that we honor spiritual authority, that we honor men placed over us. And you can see Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Hebrews 13, verse 7. I'm telling you how to pray, how to lead prayers. Don't just read Ephesians 1 and say just pray. Give them a focus in Ephesians 1. So these are part of the things you can focus on in Ephesians 1. Are you with me? Thank you. So Hebrews 13, 7. Remember then that I have the rule over you, which have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch over your souls, that they must give account. See, that's what I'm adding on you. That we must give account, that we may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Can you see that? For that is it's not profitable for you to allow your people to be grieving over you. Number eight, you can also pray for ministers. You can pray for ministers. You can say today we'll be praying for every minister in the defense. They'll be glory to God. The booking and Israel right now, they're in Latvia. They will be starting awesome today. Glory. Amen. Are you not hearing me? I say glory.
Glory.
Those are just two people like you, men of like passion, and they'll be doing great things for the Lord over there. Of course, Israel will be coming back soon. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Okay, I said you can pray for ministers. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of God may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So we can do that. Then we pray Ephesians 1 prayer in line with that. We pray for our ministers. Yeah, pray for them. Pray for safety. Pray. Number nine. You can pray about how to outsmart false teaching. How we outsmart false teachings. Our defense against false teaching. How to outsmart them. That nobody in this place is carried away. I just heard tomorrow that you have released a new video of Jesus. Now Jesus is the Jesus of something. Or you say, yeah, Jesus is this. No mind. I've told you, the word of God will not change. Let them do the video. Do all you can. We are here. The word will outlast that rubbish. So First John 4 verse 1. I'm still going to 20. First John 4 verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Please look at your Bible. Don't get tired of me. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. The issue is, when we first started, we'll be used to an hour sermon. Later, you get used to 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. At the time, it only get better. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. And because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Verse 2. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus come in the flesh is the spirit of God, right? It's of God. Verse 3, every spirit that confess that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. Who is, and that is the spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore you hear that it should come, and even now already is what? Is in the world. You see, it's not special. Preachers of false doctrine, they are the ones that scripture call Antichrist. And that's actually a language of John. Antichrist is used in 1 John and Revelation, right? Who wrote it to? John. Paul and Peter will simply call them false preachers. So don't focus on one Antichrist that has two arms coming with something here. False preachers are the Antichrist. The scriptures spoke about. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
It's not about liking me, it's about just stay there. Just keep it there. You like me in heaven, right? Not here. Where are we? Verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Overcome what? Overcome what? False teachings, false doctrines, right? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Talking about the spirit of God in you and the learnings of God in your mind. I've explained that before. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Jude 1, verse 3. Come on. Well done. Jude 1, verse 3. Beloved, let's read this one together. Come on, want to go? Yes, sir. when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. If you read the context down, you see it's talking about false preachers too. So we can pray that we are smart in this, that we are not carried away as we are going up north, going preaching the gospel, that we are smart, that we are not deceived ourselves. And we pray in the spirit as touching that. Number 11, you can talk about the things of the spirit. You can pray as touching the things of the spirit. Good. Number 10, I missed that. So it's written in 11 here. So number 10, you can talk about the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit. You can talk about the ministry of the supernatural. Supernatural. The things of the Spirit. The ministry of the supernatural. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. Can you read this for us? You show us this. Who we are. This. What happens in the church. The manifestation of the Spirit we give to people for their good, to profit with all. For to one is given that in the church, peace, come on. Okay, so for to one is given by the Spirit, the word of wisdom, right? Say you are in church, expect to be given the word of wisdom to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith, 1 Corinthians 12, 9, now, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings, gift of healings, by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another designing of the Spirit, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all this work that one and the self same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. So from there you can pray and we'll receive from one another with honor. But that place is actually talking about, it's not talking about if those gifts are available, it's talking about the giving. Why people don't get healed in church is actually because of honor, because of reverence, because you don't value most of the issue. You don't value those who are, or you have learned to devalue those who God is sending to you. So we pray that in the name of Jesus, okay, we receive from one another with honor, that we don't despise any. That all that you can pray that all that comes to church there, if there's any sickness that you be healed in the name of Jesus, then we pray in the Spirit. Not that you will pray that God give us power, then you are not smart. That's not how to apply it. But you see ourselves as a man putting out the power of God. Yeah, we see ourselves as a man putting out the power of God. You must be creative in the way you lead prayers. You must be creative. We now, we see ourselves as a man outputting the power of God. So we just reckon it in our prayers. We are putting a square peg in a square hole. Simple. We are saying what we can do. We are saying what we have been commissioned to do. Some people will tell them that you need to be praying the Holy Ghost. Say, I don't know why. So you need to pray for them. As we go out and preach in the name of Jesus, people, they will see the sense. They will see the need of the things of the Spirit. They will see why. Okay, number 11 right now. You can talk about... Amen. You can also talk about the revelation of Christ, which is our default actually. That's our default prayer. We can talk about the revelation of Christ. That when we read scripture, we see Christ. We see what we want to see. That we don't see, read the Old Testament and you are seeing the different things. You are seeing marriage, you are seeing play. No, that you see everything, read everything and you see Christ. That you are not seeing tales and you are seeing walls. No, that you see Christ. You don't see destruction there and you call it God's power. You see Christ. They will not pray. Ephesians 1 that in line with that. So that is very clear. Next, number 12 now. We can also pray about our priorities. About our priorities. This looks similar to what I've said before. We can pray about our priorities. That we pray that we are not forgetful of the place of the kingdom in our hearts. We are not forgetful of the place of the kingdom of God in our hearts. We can pray and stretch our priorities. We can pray it. We can pray it for days. See, you can start by reading a place like this, Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man had found, he hid it, and for joy therefore went and sold all that he had and buys that field. 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, which when he had found one of a great price, he went and sold all he had and bought it. That we don't forget this like this. This like looks like you don't have a job. That looks like you are only serving God alone. That we don't forsake or disdain these days. We can pray as touching that life pressures do not take away our appreciation of our ministry. See, same thing in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. Yes, I just scripture. According as his divine power has given unto us all that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that are called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us. Look at the Bible, 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Now, look at it. I'm rushing so that we can close too. So, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, or based on this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. For if this is being you, and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh this, that's where I'm going, he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and has forgotten. That's the issue. What's it back? He has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. You give diligence. You work at it. You labor at it. But if you do these things, you shall never fail. And for so such an entrance be ministered unto you abundantly. Talking about the reward in heaven into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 12, wherefore, I will not be worth negligence to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Number 13. It's okay. I said number 13. I'm going to do that. Sorry. Number 13. We can also pray about signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, as we go around and preach the gospel this weekend, signs and wonders, we see signs and wonders accompany the word in our mouth. We can pray as touching that. Then we now put Ephesians 1 on top of it. And you see Acts 4:29, signs and wonders. And now, beloved, behold their threatenings and grants to their servants, that with all boldness we may speak thy word. And that by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of their holy child Jesus. And when they prayed, the place was shaking and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So we pray that in the name of Jesus, as we preach the word, that the word is accompanied with signs and wonders. We're not saying God should give us signs and wonders. No, we say the word is accompanied. We say we do it. It's what we do. It's our thing. We do it. We don't shaken away from signs and wonders. We don't shaken away from the miraculous. We do it. And then you pray in tongues as touching that. Number 14, you can pray for love amongst the saints. Love. That we became better in our love work. Better in our love work. If you know what we have done to make this church like this, the way it is war. We have to fight it. See, you are actually very awesome. You are actually very awesome. And we are actually very awesome in this place. It's not a small thing. It's not an easy thing for saints to just accept themselves as one, irrespective of anything. The devil scatters churches by strife more than any other thing. Strife, issues, carcass, class. So we can pray in this place that in the name of Jesus, we all walk in love. Love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. Be fast. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. And we keep working at it to get better. Amen. That love amongst us is top notch. There's a type of unity that must be seen in church. A unity that must be seen in church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you. For you yourself are what? Taught of God to love one another. Hallelujah. Say, I'm taught of God to love. Awesome. So it's not that you say, God, give us love. But no, that would be lack of intelligence. You pray that our expression of love becomes better. Our expression of love becomes better. Our expression of love becomes better. So also, write this down. We can pray against doubtful hearts. Not having doubtful hearts. Doubt. You can pray against not having doubtful hearts. Yeah. James 1, 6. Not having doubtful hearts. In the name of Jesus, in the place of obedience to the word, we are not doubtful. In the place of miracles, we are not doubtful. We are not, you just, that's how you declare, we are not doubtful. And we just pray in the Holy Ghost, touching that. And we pray Ephesians 1 on top of it. Our eyes is open to see that we are bold people. That God has not given us the spirit of what? Timidity, fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. See James 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you pray that this is not our experience in this place. That we are dutiful. We don't shake in away. 16. 16. We can pray that our hearts be immune from the love of money and materialism. We can pray it. Yeah, we should. We can pray it. As young people, we are all people who are striving, coming up in life, striving, looking for how to make ends meet. So if there's this slight, you can just, it's because right now, if you don't, the Bible says we all have to walk. So there's this slight wall of between, before you know, you're already pushing money more than looking for God. So we can pray that our heart is not carried away. See, 1 Timothy 6:5, that we are contented in our dealings. We are contented. Money is never enough for even that guy sang that Dangote is still looking for money. That you are contented. 1 Timothy 6:5. Let me wait for all of you. All of you, open this one. Okay, one to go. Let's read. Yes. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing to this world, and it is certain that we carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be what? Content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and in a snare, and into many foolish and awful lusts, which draw men into destruction and perdition. You now explain. Yes, verse 10. Want to go? For the love of money is the what? Root of all evil, which why some coveted after. That's the issue. They run after it. Everybody likes money, but how much are you running after it at the expense of the things of God? They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with. We can pray that this is not our experience in this place. Are you with me? We can pray it. We can pray it. But see, let's read from verse 11. Want to go? Yes. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, but follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Hallelujah. Verse 17. We can pray for provisions. We can pray for divine provisions. We can pray that God meets our need. We can pray for supplies. And in that prayer, we know how God will do it. That means we will be more liberal in our giving. That means that prayer will affect our liberality. It will affect how we give to one another and to the church, to the cause of the gospel. We can pray that. See 1 Philippians 4:14. We can pray that. We can pray that. That we are responsible. Praise God. We can pray for provisions. In that prayer, you know that the prayer will affect us, will be more liberal. Okay, Philippians 4, verse 14. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as touching, giving, and receiving, but you alone. No, that's awesome, church. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire a fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and I have abundant, I'm full, I haven't received of Epaphroditus the things which you sent from, which were sent from you. An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing unto God. That says in 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God, our Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen. And God supplying your needs according to his riches in glory talks about the liberality of the saints around them. The riches of God in glory are the saints. What is mine is also coming. It has lost for us this year in series 2. So 1 John 3:16. Same thing. I'm seeing on that. 1 John 3:16. Come on, I have just 3 points to live to. So don't trip off. Tell them, I say, don't trip off. You can be sitting there, you just trip off. No, don't trip off. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. No, I've told you before. I said, anytime you read John 3:16, just know that when you put 1 John in front of that John, same 3:16. So John 3:16 talks about God's love for us. 1 John 3:16 talks about what? Our love for the brethren. Let's read 16 again to 18 together. I want to go. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For whoso had this world's goods, and seeth his brother after me, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, tongue, but indeed, honey. Hallelujah. Number 18, you can also pray for your church structure and your church leaders. Generally, you can just pray for your church structure and for church leaders. Now we see church leaders as gifts of God. I've said something similar to that before. Now we see church leaders as gift of God, that they are part of our inheritance in Christ. Just write that same Ephesians 4:10, that you descend. He that descend is the same that ascend far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, so that we see them as part of our inheritance in Christ, that we value them as such. We pray for your church structure, that in the name of Jesus, as men pass through this structure, that we are not hypocritical, that we produce true ministers, we produce men that are fervent in the word, fervent in the things of the spirit, that in the name of Jesus, sentiments do not make us lose the essence of this training, that we see the essence. We pray that way. In the name of Jesus, all this thing, all this stress will not amount to nothing at the end of the day. We pray it. We trust God. We are not just going to trust the exam scores. We are going to trust God. We pray. Say, we pray. Yeah, we pray. Number 19, you can also pray for specific groups in your church. Specific groups. Okay, fine. Today, we will pray for all our first timers this month. Today, we will pray for everybody in membership training. Today, we will pray for everybody in workers in training. Just specific groups. You can pray. Today, we will pray for them. In the name of God, they remain steadfast and consistent in things of God, that their eyes of understanding are open. You can also pray for specific people, specific groups. You can single them out and pray for them in the church. And number 20, you can also pray for your pastor. Your pastor and for your leader specific, I pray for now. I'm not praying before, I'm saying you pray that you value them. Now this is praying for them. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1. You can pray for them. That they have more trance, that they live in good health. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us. See, Paul is saying pray for us. Then come on, we need to be prayed for. Pray for us that with the word of God may afflict us, and that we may be glorified even as it is with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have no faith. That's 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1. Praise God. So, so after you have now, yes, that's the 1:20. So you can now, so in leading the church in prayers, God may have you to focus on one of those. Don't just come with a blanket, right? Just praying. No, come on, you can be specific. You can direct us further. I'm teaching everybody actually. You can direct us further. You can be specific. Even apply this in your prayer time. Know what you are praying for. Praying in tongues is not an excuse not to. Paul say, I will pray in the spirit, I will pray in the what? Understanding also. So the man leading us in front is not only here to just pray in tongues, he's also here to speak what is what? Getting him to direct us. Are you with me? When she or he is praying in tongues, he's speaking to God, but when he's speaking understanding, he's leading us. He's leading us. Are you with me? Yes, he's leading us. That's how she does it too. Why, in fact, somebody asked me that, why do we pray in tongues on the microphone? Well, it's so that everybody can know that this is what we are doing right now. You get me? So everybody will know that we are currently praying in tongues right now. So that's why you pray in tongues on the microphone. So, but when we pray on understanding, is to further instruct you. Thank you. Yeah. So then, after all that, go to Philippians 1 now. So let's now go through all the different types of Pauline prayers in the Bible. And that will be it. And Bramaka, thank you. Help me. So, Philippians 1, verse 4 and 5. Let's read all this one together. Amen, amen. So, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my... Are you there? Philemon, sorry, I said Philemon. Did I say Philippians? Philemon, 1, 4. Let me know why you're there. Okay, Philemon 1, let's read from verse 4 to verse 7, non-stop. Want to go, yes? I thank my God, making mention of you in my prayers, hearing of your love. Lord Jesus, and to us all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great consolation in thy love, that the body of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Colossians 1 verse 9. For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us to meet to the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 12. We have just a few of them. Let's look at them. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. You can see that. You know, if you are praying as touching love for the saints, it's good. You can just use this one as a shock absorber. So you see, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love to one towards what? Another. We can pray as touching that. And towards all men, even as we do towards you. Verse 13, want to go? To the end that he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. So let's read Ephesians 1 right now. From 15 to 21. Oh, right there. Let's read 15 to 21 together. One to go. Let's read. Yes, sir. Cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, the revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of understanding, being enlightened, that you may calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us all who believe, according to his working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he rose him from the dead and set him in his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities, might, and dominion, and every name in his name, not only in this world, but also in that. Hallelujah. See, our reign has no end. Say we are unlimited in influence. Say we plan to leave no stone unturned. Hallelujah. Say we are strengthened by the sacrifice of Christ for our Christian service. Hallelujah. Say we are strengthened by the sacrifice of Christ for our Christian service. Say we don't do God's work with the wisdom of the flesh. Say we rely on the tools of God. Say we use the wisdom of the Spirit. We are not carnal in our thinking. We are not calculative. We trust God in life and ministry. Hallelujah. Say we trust God with all our hearts. We lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge God and he directs our paths. Say, I don't skim out God of my affairs. Say, I don't try to outsmart God. I'm not a man of divided priority. Say, when there's a need to repent, I repent swiftly and I follow on.
That's the point. Don't allow repentance to make you anything. Just repent. And just, oh, my death is paid. It is paid. By the blood and the precious.
Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and sing. Yes. Cause of sin.
Has no hold on me.
I'm set free.
The sun sets free. All is free.
So we pray that our eyes see this, eh?
All the death of Christ, my salvation.
Sufferings, that is our conduct. We are not wise in our own eyes. That same man that was in Christ, the same is in us. What you have showed us in service, we will replicate the same. We are not a man full of our own ways, no. We are not full of our own rights, no. We are full of God's ways. Same way you are obedient unto the death. We are obedient in our service to you. We are obedient. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for great days ahead of us. Thank you because ministry prospers in the hands of everyone here. Thank you because we grow better. We get better in our sharing of love. We get better. In the things of the Spirit, everyone here, we get better. In preaching of the gospel, we get better. As a church together, as one, we get better. And the purpose, the mission you have given unto us, together we fulfill. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the church that is just starting today, together as one. We say the word of God gains ascendancy in Lafayette. The word progresses. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. How are you doing, everybody? Praise God. Thank you. Sit down, everybody.